Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Hey guys, I know it's been a while since you've heard from me, but hopefully these short pick-me-ups are back for at least a little while. Though there are going to be a few changes that I'll explain later. Today's lesson, however, is going to center around hope. We've probably all experienced hope in some way. Hope is defined as a reasonable expectation of something desired, and the Bible has quite a bit to say about hope. In today's episode, we will look at three analogies that the Bible gives to describe hope. So please stay with me for a few minutes today as we discuss the topic of a confident expectation.
You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Sin upon the cross, I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon the cross. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Beauty that made this heart adore you.
I would like to begin today by updating you on some changes in the Lemonades. This began as a way to encourage us during the 2020 pandemic. And originally, the plan was simply to put out something during the times we would normally be at worship or at Bible study during the 2 weeks to flatten the curve plan made by the government. However, because of the extent of the pandemic and because the elders thought that everyone needed some encouragement during that time, we went to every day, Monday through Friday. Once we returned to our Wednesday evening services, we cut that back to 4 days a week since we were already in Bible study on Wednesday evenings. Then we went back to our normal schedule of worship at some point, and I dropped it back to 2 days a week. I truly believe that this little encouragement was one of the good things that came from the COVID pandemic. So I don't want to stop them, since so many people have expressed they enjoy them. But I will say that the way that I put them together is very time consuming. So my solution is to scale back to one lemonade per week. However, I am not going to strictly adhere to the 10-minute time limit anymore. Don't worry, though, it's not going to be a full sermon or anything like that. I am just not going to worry about it if I go a little bit over or even a little bit under. I have talked to a few other preachers as well. And at some point in the future, I may try to incorporate some of them, including Mark, into the podcast and allow them an opportunity to encourage us as well. I'm not sure what day they will be put out right now, but I'm thinking Friday is the best day. It's the furthest day away from any of our other meeting times. I hope these short messages will still be an encouragement to you, even though there won't be as many. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please let me know. And now, on to hope. As I mentioned in the introduction, hope is defined as a reasonable expectation of something desired. The Bible describes the Christian's hope as Christ. In 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 1, Paul says this, "Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, according to the commandment of our God, our Savior, and of Christ Jesus, who is our hope." Our hope, Paul says, is Christ. Jesus is our reasonable expectation of a desired future. Peter confirms this as well in his first epistle in the first chapter and in verses 3 through 5. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to his great mercy, has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed at the last time. This hope that Jesus provides is to obtain an imperishable inheritance as well as the protection of God through our faith." As always, hope requires something of us. In this case, it is our obedient faith. I know I always use sports as an analogy, but that's what I know. Imagine having hope that your team will win a game. Does hope require something? Of course. You must play the game and play it in a certain way to win. Well, as Christians, we too have a responsibility to help realize that hope, and I believe that the way hope is described in the Bible proves that to us. So let's spend the rest of our time discussing how hope is represented in Scripture. First, let us notice Hosea chapter 2 in verse 15. It says, "Then I will give her her vineyards from there, and the valley of Achor as a door of hope, and she will sing there as in the days of her youth, as in the days when she came up from the land of Egypt." Here, Hosea describes hope as a door. Why a door? Well, a door has two sides, and depending on which side of the door you're on, that will determine what happens. Noah's flood is a great example. God shut the door of the ark. Those inside would remain safe, while those on the outside would be destroyed. So hope being a door means that we must have the faith to walk through God's open door. Interestingly enough, the Valley of Achor was the place that Achan and his family were stoned for stealing items from Jericho. It was a wilderness, a place that was destitute and void of life. Yet Hosea describes it as a door of hope. Yes, it may feel like a dangerous place, but I'm sure the ark probably felt dangerous before the rain. So hope is a door. God gives us an opportunity to walk through the door. The question is, will we walk through all the doors that God gives us? Next is Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 19. It says, "This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters within the veil." The Hebrew writer calls hope an anchor of the soul. In a ship, an anchor is released to keep the ship from drifting in the water. The captain wants to stay in a certain spot, and so an anchor is released to accomplish that mission. But again, this is a choice that we make. We have a hope of eternal life if we drop our anchor in Christ, which is our hope. That hope of a future keeps us where we need to be, but we must make that choice to drop our anchor. However, sadly, many drop their anchor in the world, which doesn't allow them to truly follow Christ. We sing a song at times that asks the question, will your anchor hold in the storms of life? We also have a choice as to how deep we sink our anchor. The point remains the same, that the choice is ours. Finally today, let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 8. It says, "But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation." The last analogy we are given is that hope is a helmet, something that protects us, something that keeps us focused on our goal. However, it is something that we must choose to wear. A helmet doesn't do much good unless it is worn. Can you imagine a football player not wearing a helmet? It wouldn't take long for that player to exit the game due to injury, would it? Well, the same can be said of the Christian who refuses to wear his. He will quickly exit that Christianity. That helmet protects us from the trauma that would otherwise be caused by the world and by the devil. However, many Christians refuse to wear this vital piece of protection. So what happens if we're not on the right side of the door? What happens if we don't drop our anchor? What happens if we refuse to wear our helmet? Well, the answer lies in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 19. If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied. Think about it. If hope in Christ is only in this life, then it is just like having no hope at all. Notice also 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 13. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve as do the rest who have no hope. There are some who have no hope, and without that hope, they will be lost. It is our choice whether or not we have hope. So until next time, I encourage you to open the door, drop the anchor, and wear your helmet.
You always will be my highest hope. Come to the table of blessing, enter his courts with praise. Goodness and mercy will surely follow me all of my days. You are my highest hope. Your glory I love to see. All who are thirsty, come. The fountains flowing and free. You are my rest. You are my peace. You are the hope for all who believe. Faithful and true, King of all kings, you always will be my highest hope. You are my rest, you are my peace, you are the hope for all who believe. Faithful and true, King of all kings, you always will be my highest hope.